All right, so I snuck it in on ya. Yeah, we're not supposed to be doing this right now.
Do you have it recording?
Yes, we're recording. I can check. Yeah, we're recording. Okay, so we weren't supposed to be doing this. We were supposed to do more dick, but I just snuck it in on you for about 20 minutes. Here's some more fetish locator. I hope it has just the right amount of cream. What is Stacy wearing? A little whipped and a lot of half and half. I'm far too happy to pretend that I'm angry. I got you the low-fat soy decaf. You know how I know that you're lying? Because you haven't killed me yet? Hey, Grim. Hey, Amrose. Hey, Stacy. One last look before.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Grim. How's it going? Focus on her eyes. Good, good. I'm just gonna... Go, go. Huh? Sit with his girlfriend. Oh. I'll catch up with you two later, okay?
Uh-huh.
We'll be here.
Yeah, no.
Waiting patiently. Sounds good. Hey, beautiful.
Hey.
Hey there, gorgeous man.
Hey.
Hi. What is up with her model? What? Who is that? Sasquatch?
Someone fucking got her plastic surgery in Mexico, apparently.
It's Lydia and her friend Sasquatch. Hi, it's Grim, right?
Oh, so she likes Jack Link's jerky, right?
That's me. That's me. Hey, Cynthia. Are you saying I'm not beautiful? Well?
You're something.
Huh? I'm sure we're both beautiful, but it would be a bit odd if my boyfriend called you that, wouldn't
all
it?
All of the family is, where's, oh, Edith, it's like, Archie, am I something? He said, oh, you're something else.
I see.
Oh.
You have a point. I was just playing around. So what's new with you two beautiful women? Nothing much. We were just discussing the research assignment from our last class. Huh, Norton never assigns us research projects.
My growth seer worked excellently.
Well, you know how Mom is. She's never happy until your ball, unless your ball's deep in a library book. I'm sorry, what? Professor Leewald always assigns research projects and essays. She seems to think that's the best way to learn and retain knowledge. Oh. So, I know you had a good time last night. You can call it that. What I said was that it hurts to sit down. You didn't just say that. You practically flashed half the class showing off your bruises. Well, you asked. Besides, I'm wearing underwear. I know. You've worn less than that at the beach. And on stage. Don't forget last spring's performance of... Still, neither of those were in the classroom. I can't tell whether there's an interesting story that I want to hear more about or if I should stay out of this conversation. You still didn't tell me why you got those bruises, just that you enjoyed it. Are you sure you want to hear about what I did? Your boyfriend probably has some good stories. Well, you know, we aren't supposed to talk about this sort of thing. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Oh, come on, I was invited. I just didn't get to go this time. It should be fine to tell me. He's right, but you're also correct. Maybe we could tell you at the next party. Are you going to that? I know.
Yes.
That is too funny. Other people are around. We're interrupting. Then again, this isn't the best time. Other people might hear us accidentally.
Uh-huh.
I guess you're right. Don't worry. I'll tell you all about it later.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll look forward to that. And I'm sure I'll let slip a few details of my own later. This was fun, but alas, it's time to get back to the slog. You sound like you're going off to serve hard labor. Worse, voice training. Yeah, I need to get to rehearsal too. I'm gonna finish up here first. Won't you get in trouble for being late? Yeah, someone might think you deserve a spanking. Ha ha. It'll only be a few moments. Or minutes, rather. Ciao, Synth. Ciao, Synth. Later, my love.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. A few minutes later. Pandora room? Yeah, somebody really whipped the shit out of my ass and thighs.
Oh, yeah, he did it.
Do you know who? Not a clue. Men blindfolded me and whoever it was didn't say anything. Strange. Daisy wasn't blindfolded when I was there. Rehearsal is going to be so much fun today. At least it's not a dress rehearsal. My character wears short shorts. Time to get something to eat. It's so tasty, I would practically lick it off the floor. No thanks. The wall's sure, but the floor is too much. Hey, ladies, what you talking about? Oh, Grim! We're just talking about some delicious sauce that you made. Yeah, I was telling Stacy about your delicious sauce. I don't remember. You know that sauce you made for me once and gave her a few times in private? Oh, you mean that tomato sauce. The trick of it is using a little ginger and brown sugar. Ginger? You can add red wine if you like. What? Why are you two giggling? Nothing. We didn't mean drop it. Just... never mind, okay? Sure. So, Stacy, what's with the hair? You don't like it? She made a mistake. There are no mistakes, just happy accidents. Why green? It seemed like a fun color for the party. Except she didn't use temporary color, she dyed permanently. Can't you just... I can show her how to fix it later. I'm not sure that I want to... Don't you like it? It's very cool. Maybe too cool for you. Haha, very humorous. Nothing is too cool for Stacy to pull off. She's the essence of cool. That's coming from Anne Rose, the pure unadulterated essence of awesome. What does that make me? Grim. Yep, just plain old grim. Ouch. Don't feel bad. You get to hang out with us.
Hey.
And you've got the biggest dick in the room.
Uh-huh.
Well, that is true. And hopefully the only dick in the room. I'm the only guy in this room, aren't I?
Hey.
It's still a compliment. Your man dick is bigger than ours. I've seen Ambrose's collection. What the fuck, Stacy? They weren't exactly hidden. At least they stopped talking about my porn collection. I wonder if I should even bother getting that back from Stacy. I don't seem to need it anymore. Still, you shouldn't know the size of... I was at the party last night. I wasn't looking away during the main event.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. We probably shouldn't talk about that in public like this.
Yeah, no.
Sure, but I've gotta ask. Oh, dear and fluffy lord, please stop this conversation. I gotta admit, I'm kinda curious. How did you feel watching that? Watching what? What was I watching? Not you. Ambrose. Huh? Me? I thought we were giving Grim a hard time. I'm being serious. You two are together, sort of, even if you aren't officially dating. He's dating Lydia. What we have is just friendly. Stacy's seen us together, like you saw Karen and I. Oh! Relax, it's no big deal. It looked quite romantic. I guess it's a fair question. I'd like to know the answer to that, too. What was the question? How do you feel about watching your not-boyfriend have sex with someone else? Oh, it's complicated, I guess. I guess I was envious. You were jealous?
No,
not really. I was envious. I don't understand the difference. Well, you know I'm a bit jealous of Lydia, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was just sex. I wasn't jealous that you were having sex with someone else. I was just envious. I wish it was me in their place. You're not upset or angry at me? I couldn't be. You know what you mean to me. So if you're not upset, are you happy? At the end of the night, he went home with me. When I woke up this morning, he was there. I'm not just happy. I'm elated. I'm glad.
Yay!
Me too. What about you?
Huh?
I spilled my guts. What do you think about what you saw last night at the party?
Oh.
I mean, at first I was thinking, is that what college is like?
No.
Or is this what college is like, rather? Not really. But then... oh, that's perfect. Huh?
Yes.
The party. A party. We should throw a party like that.
What?
Of course, that would be perfect.
She sees my dick. Look, she was
what the hell are you two talking about? Ambrose told me about your challenge. You did what? My job is to help you with your challenge. Part of that is telling other people about your goal. She's not wrong. Oh, crap. Did she say anything about the retention program? You didn't mention. No. Oh, good. So what were you saying?
Yay!
If you're gonna fuck that many people by Monday, we should throw a party.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Are you kidding? It's a terrific idea. How would we advertise? Can't you just use that app? Sure, but I mean, how do we get people to come there? Well, that's Grimm's job. You know what I meant. It's not like we could just say, come to the fuck our friend party. Oh, I see what you mean. Maybe if it's an orgy?
Why not? That seems how many like people, the best advertisers.
How many people do you know that would actually go to an orgy? Good point.
What about maybe, a good old-fashioned orgy?
Maybe we could set up events like the ones last night. I think you're onto something here, though. The party idea is really good. Okay, you finished your food? Yes. Good, then buzz off. We need to brainstorm. Why can't I? She's rude, but she's right. We'll get more done if with just the two of us. Sure, sure. I've got places to be anyway. Excellent. So when I was a kid, there was this yarn game my mom did for birthday parties. Oh, my dear and fluffy lord.
What is the fluffy thing?
I don't get it. I should go and meet Daisy now.
Hey.
Hey, there you are. You ready? I'm fine. That's like the 15th time you told me that. Why are you so afraid of hospitals? It's just, whatever. Let's get this over with. It's gonna be alright. I'm here for you. There's nothing to be afraid of. Let's go. I'll go talk with the receptionist. You can go sit.
That ass don't look sick. Yeah, that's how a lot of girls show up at a hospital, like something they wear out on the town.
We have to wait a bit. There's a reason why I hate doctors and hospitals, you know. My dad died in a hospital like this. I'm so sorry.
So do a lot of people's dads.
It was years ago, but thank you.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Well, she's a daisy, not a buttercup, but hey. How did he, if you don't mind me, cardiomyopathy. At least that's what the quack said it was. Who the fuck knows anyway, really?
It was a duck. It was really bad hospital.
He was working on the fence around our old farm one day, and I was playing with our dog, Willow. All of a sudden, this mountain of a man just clutches his chest and falls to his knees. We took him to 7 goddamn shit-fucking doctors, and not one knew what was wrong with him before it was too late.
Eh.
I'm sorry. Sorry for being a downer.
That didn't sound very sorry. Oh, well. Shit happens.
Don't say it's all right. Thank you for telling. Don't say that. It's all right. Thank you for telling me about him. So, yeah, I don't exactly trust these people.
I could have done without the story.
Miss Diamond? Daisy Diamond? Daisy Diamond. Boy, she sounds like a porn
Daisy
star.
Daisy Diamond Page? What? Oh, the diamond cutter! The diamond cutter!
That's me. Please, sit. Is it alright if my friend is here?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're alright with it. Don't just stand there, please, have a seat.
And now for the breast exam.
So, Daisy, was it? What can I do for you today? I have this thing where I fall unconscious sometimes. Mm-hmm, and when does this usually happen? Well, I haven't exactly kept track of it, but usually when I do something, I don't know, intense or high energy.
You know
I feel lightheaded and I feel like I can't breathe before fainting.
She got the COVID shot.
It doesn't always happen. Sometimes I feel like that but don't feel unconscious. And just get better if I rest for a bit. Sometimes I just wake up with no memory of feeling faint or passing out. How long has this been happening? I don't know. I've always felt a little lightheaded if I jump around too much. But like a couple months back, I guess, felt more nauseous than usual and just dropped. So it's been going on for a bit then. Why did it take you so long to get it checked out? I didn't think it was a big deal. I understand. It might be a vasovagal syncope, but could indicate a more serious condition. See, I had one of those. It is good that you're getting this checked out. Vasovagal syncope.
What?
It's a vagal. It's not fun. Do you have a family history of heart complications? Parents? Grandparents?
Cleared it up for me.
Yes,
my father. Let's run a few tests. It's not fun. But we're in the middle of something. We can do that in a minute. Please come with me. This way. Please sit. Would you mind taking off your sweater dress? Okay. Had a real awful one, too. Are you a friend or a relative? He's my partner. I want him to be there. Partner? Oh, very well.
You rob banks for a living.
Please breathe. You can put your clothes back on now. Yeah, she's got a smoking body.
Yep, hate for it to go to waste like that.
Yep.
There's some mighty fine
meals you got. So, how is it? I can't say anything right now. We're going to keep you for observation overnight. I need to perform some more thorough tests. Is she all right? As I said, I can't say right now. If it's more convenient for you, we can schedule it for some other day. But considering how serious this could be, I would advise getting these tests done as soon as possible. I'll get them done today. Okay, we'll prepare a room for you and make sure you're comfortable. And don't worry, hospital food isn't as bad as TV makes it out to be. You should go wait in the reception area for now. We'll call you when we're ready for you. Would it be possible for me to stay with her overnight?
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. After the visitation hours are up, you'll have to leave. Overnight for just a Veagle? I mean, even a bad Veagle, they sent me home.
Still don't know what the fuck it is.
I'll explain, but you can pick her up tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It's all right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Grim, I'm scared. It's okay, I'm here. Everything's gonna be all right. After a short walk back to the dorm room. I hope Daisy's all right. Wish I could have stayed with her. Maybe I should try to crack Pete's laptop again. Fuck. What was that other password? Mixon? Dixon? Pixon? God, I'd lose to a goldfish on a memory test. Oh, I remember. I think it was Missing Vixens.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Missing Vixens? The hell does that even mean?
Uh-huh.
What the hell? Wait, these are all the pics that I took for Fetish Locator. Did he buy them or something? Okay, that was unexpected, but at least he doesn't seem like the mastermind here. Guess he likes getting off to other people's sexual escapades then, huh? Well, on one hand, Pete most likely isn't the head honcho of Fetish Locator. There's nothing there to prove that, at least. On the other hand, this is now a dead end. Hannah's entire investigation is pretty much null and void at this point. But I don't know if Pete truly is innocent. I don't want to believe it, but maybe he's good at covering his tracks. I need a decisive way to find out if Pete is in on this or not. Wait, can I? I can. I can remotely delete Pete's account from here. If Pete is innocent, the app will put him in the retention program. If he's not, I'll have an answer either way. But can I really do this? I'd be fucking over my friend big time if he turns out to be innocent.
Do it. Find out the truth.
This is a big save.
Yeah. Shit.
Welcome to Fetish Locator Retention Program. What did I just do? I can't. I've already betrayed him enough as it is. I need to call Hannah. Why isn't she picking up? What was that?
That was one of my backpacks.
Oh.
That's art stuff.
Why isn't she picking up?
She's dead.
Not yet. Hello? Oh, shit.
Hey,
this is Grim. We met at the FL party. Do you remember me? Grim, why are you... Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember you. All right, she got it. I remember those amazing things you showed me at that party. Things. So, I just wanted to ask if you'd be down to go on a date with me. Oh, wow, just like that? I like a direct guy. So is that a yes, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, let's do it. Great, so how about we meet up... So how about we meet up at Numa Trove? All right, I'll see you there then. Bye.
You know the most wonderful thing about tickers.
Huh? Nora?
Hey.
Can you come over now?
Uh-huh.
Right now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, sure. What do you have planned? I'll tell you when you get here. Guess I'll go see what she's up to then. Okay. And this is where we're going to end it. Remember, we'll be bringing Fetish Locator back to you in earnest on, when we finish Being a Dick episode 10. Now, slight reminder, DP will be doing a lot more of these games now because we're not going to be doing the shows. He won't be coming in for the shows. When do you start that?
They're pushing for the end of the month. But,
they're pushing for the end of the month, but it might be a little longer.
You know who's coming to the comic book place in town?
Oh, yeah. Don't say it. Because somebody might be able to look it up.
Pretty awesome.
Okay. Anyway, what I'm saying is, all right, so you saying that they're kind of, that they're trying to do
well,
it?
Well, we're training new people. Because, so, when I leave that shift, they'll have enough people to do, but you know, it takes a lot of people to run, do that place.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, they know you do a casino, you're a casino guy, but yeah. They don't know which one. There's a million.
Never.
There's a million of them. There's a million casinos. But anyway, basically, all right, so it'll take a little while, but I was thinking end of January, so if it is end of January and I start doing the shows again, that's just how we're going to do it. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We will see you guys next time, and we'll be bringing Fetish Locator back to you just as soon as we finish Being a Dick. So don't worry, it's not going anywhere. We just want to finish Being a Dick, and... you might actually be coming in when we bring some new stuff in. Some completely new stuff. Some of you guys are aware of it because we previewed it. But, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I might even have even more. I've got so many of these. Just so fucking many. You'd be surprised. At any rate, I'm out. Later.
Later.